Hello friends, Steve Murphy with you once again for a fresh new look at the stars forecast as of Monday the 8th of May. And goodbye on the weekend it was to another lunar eclipse. This time it was in Scorpio, and Scorpio friends have probably been feeling this release of sorts over the last few days, perhaps even in the days leading up to the lunar eclipse. But here we are all now in this new week past the lunar full moon eclipse, and it's a fresh start, if you will, for a lot of people. How's it shaping up for all of the star signs this week? Let's have a look. Aries, this week for you, finances are still a top priority for you as you look for ways to both build up and save your money. You won't be obsessed by this, but certainly you've got a light shining on your money, all of your financial concerns at the moment. Whether this is banking, investment, superannuation, ways to earn money, it also represents valuing you and your talents. Are there ways of where you could make it more profitable for you? And where's it all heading? Is it, in the end, a good financial picture for you? All these things, not so much issues, but all these things are coming up for you to entertain at the moment. So good luck with making money or planning a new advantageous financial beginning for yourself, Aries, over these next few weeks. There is something in the pipeline here that could be very fortuitous for you. Venus has moved into your home sector, so you can look for more comforting times within the home or things to be readjusted or reorganized here with the family. There could be some adjustments to the home as well, where you're beautifying it or making it more comfortable. Good luck, Aries. Taurus, welcome to a brand new week, Monday, the May 8th day. How are we looking at these next few days ahead? With the warm sun in your sign, it's giving you a fresh new start. But this week, however, you may be offloading things from your past, and with good cause. What are you saying goodbye to at the moment, Taurus? Whatever it is, it should be bringing in some sort of relief. It could be subtle, it could be major, it also could be with relationships. But with where we are now, the sun is in your sign, it's bolstering this newfound energy, and you're ready to communicate with people, especially with the planet of love and luxury, Venus, in your communication sector. So you're probably even entertaining the thought of having new advanced equipment within your home, whether this is a mobile phone, a new tablet, a new computer. Perhaps you're upgrading this area, but you should be finding exactly what you're seeking. Good luck, Taurus. Gemini, this week for you as of Monday, May 8, 2023, from this week on and for the next 5 weeks, you could be lucky with your finances. Watch out for opportunities and circumstances to your advantage. Now, here's the love and luxury planet Venus. It has just moved into your financial sector. So I'd say there's going to be a few opportunities coming around you with your money. Do think wisely, though, before jumping off the pier into the water, to use a metaphor. Just think wisely about all transactions, investments, and purchases that you will be making over these next few weeks. However, I do think you're going to find exactly what you're after of a financial nature. Whether this is a bargain or something that you've been seeking for some time, look out for this. There's good luck with your money over the next few weeks. Cancerians, think outside the square. Your future is most promising, I've got to say. With most of you now, you can look out for great opportunities around you. If you're not seeking them, I think they're going to present themselves. Again, don't rush into any situation at the moment. In your moments of where you're withdrawing from distractions or otherwise concerns, just think carefully about where you're heading at the moment, Cancerians. Take everything on board and then sort out what's working and what's not working to get a better perspective. Venus, the planet of love and luxury, has just moved into your sign for the next 4 to 5 weeks. So you could be feeling pretty special in many ways. You'll be drawing people towards you. You look more attractive than usual. and you're taking steps to improve your lifestyle as well. It's a nice move, and this is what's happening around you, Cancerians, over the next few weeks. As a result of all this activity with people coming towards you, you can expect to be catching up with friends or associations, or perhaps even meeting a new friend along the way, where the relationship, even in its initial stages, just clicks. You just feel comfortable with these people that you're meeting. It could also be with bosses. Good luck, Cancerians. Leo, this week for you, as of the 8th of May 2023, there's more interest in you from others too that normally wouldn't be there. Your working life also becomes a focus, and there may be more public activity around you. Now, this is not public. I would say that you could be dealing with people in authority. These also could be organizations, people that are very well connected. But where do you come into on the picture here? I feel that you're linked up in some way. So there's lots of communication going on. And this looks to be a big picture thing, Leo. Don't rush anything at the moment. Just take your time. I feel these opportunities are going to come to you. But this is a brilliant time for you to be networking. So if you're working or if you're in a career, think outside the square. There are so many lights coming here from different perspectives calling for your attention. Whether this is personified or it's on the internet, it could even be through artificial intelligence. What sort of industry or sector do you work in? And let's look at it from a career perspective. There's a lot of opportunities circling around you at the moment. It's all big picture stuff, Leo. So think wisely about where you're heading. There's another part of you too as Venus moves into your 12th house. It's calling on you to be a little more reflective. Perhaps you're looking at where you've been, where you've come from, and to where you are now. You're standing on a hill and you're looking into the future, not totally certain about where you're heading, but it somewhat looks exciting. But it's in your moments of peacefulness over the next few weeks that you'll work out exactly where you're heading. Good luck, Leo. Virgo, this week for you, as of Monday, the 8th of May, Monday through to Thursday this week, plan as much social activity as you can. There is a creative energy around you at the moment, so enjoy this cycle. You could also be thinking seriously about a change of direction. Apply yourself to some sort of study or some sort of skill set that you have, Virgo. There could even be some teachers or very well connected. They might not necessarily be plural, as in teachers. It could be a singular teacher. But there seems to me to be somebody who's very well connected, very well educated, intelligent. And these are the sort of people that are coming into your life. Not necessarily now, they could be, but looking further, months and months ahead. This is quite an exciting cycle here for you. But at the moment, over these next 2 to 3 weeks, there could be something of a learning phase that you're passing through. You're becoming more sophisticated with your skills and more learned. And you, on the other hand, could also be approached to even teach or mentor some types. I'd rather not you do this. I would rather you just focus at the moment on what you do and just keep on performing to be your best. Hone in on your skills and look at how you can develop this area. It could have something to do with the internet or something on a broader scale. But just keep things a little personal at the moment because not everyone should understand your excitement. You do, of course, because you're heading into a new direction. But it takes time to evolve, and I think it's quite personal for you. There is a spike activity here around your friendships, Virgo. This has not been happening for quite some time, but for where you are now, heading over the next few weeks, there seems to be, I hope I'm right on this, I think there is someone who's quite lovely coming into your life, whether this is male, female, or somebody who is also well-connected. But there's a gentleness and a persuasiveness to this person. Your friendships look like they've got this lovely glow around them from this week on over the next few weeks. So you're celebrating friends, catching up socially, perhaps enjoying the odd dinner that comes around or the social catch-up. If you're not putting out these invitations, I think that they're coming towards you, Virgo, but your friendships and your associations, probably some new ones coming in too, they're to be experienced and also enjoyed. You can also expect to hear from people from a long distance. I feel that they've got some things to communicate with you, perhaps suggestions, but this is mostly one-to-one or being close to you and sharing your friendship with them. Good luck, Virgo. Libra, this week for you. Libra, let's look at this week for you as of Monday, the 8th of May. People that you share your life with will have a compatible and worthwhile interest in everything that you're sharing with them. This coming week and beyond can create an extraordinary bond with you. I'm going to tell you something, Libra. We've got the sun shining for you at the moment in your 8th house. What does that mean? When you write out the number 8, it's two circles, one's on top of the other. Let's imagine the top circle is you and the bottom circle is somebody else. So here we are, there's a bond that's going on. So all communication that you have with a partner, if it's not a partner, it could be somebody of significance, there's something that's either going to come together or be resolved through mutual agreement here. There is an agreement that's coming up over these next 2 to 3 weeks. And if there has been a little bit of tension or uncertainty in the weekend that we've just passed by now, from the 6th and the 7th of May, you should find that there is a balance coming out over these next few days ahead. When I talk about balance, when you write out the number 8, the pen never leaves the paper, unlike other numbers. So there's this constant balance of the top circle meeting the bottom circle. Again, the top circle is mental and the bottom circle is physical. So again, there is a unison of mind meets matter. And where you're with a partner and you're dealing with your day-to-day affairs, you should be able to come to a conclusion or an agreement over these next few days. Authority figures, perhaps government, could even be parents or people that are senior to you, Venus has moved into an area of your life that's going to highlight a balance in this area. So if you've got any negotiations to do with senior types or authority figures over these next few weeks, do it now, Libra, because I feel it's going to be an ideal time for you. For many of you as well, working, you could find that there is going to be a promotion or recognition of sorts. You're getting noticed, so be prepared at any special moment to have a photo or your resume at the ready. Good luck, Libra. Scorpio, how are you feeling this week? That full moon eclipse was just in your sign, and it is bringing now for you, hopefully, a sigh of relief. You've climbed to the top of the mountain. Some of you may be thinking, what on earth are you talking about? However, there's been a little bit of tension around you, surely, with the full moon eclipse that's been in your sign. It's peaked on Saturday morning and Friday afternoon in the Northern Hemisphere. So here we are in this area where a lot of things have come to a head over the last 10 days, and they surely should have been resolved, and you're heading into this new area, or this new sphere. This is a brand new beginning for you of sorts, Scorpio. Was it affecting yourself, your health, your thinking, your spirituality, whatever it may have been? Pick a spoke in the wheel of life. Something has come to a head here for you. These next few weeks are important for all of your associations and your communications, Scorpio. You will reach a decision concerning one of your key relationships. This is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. You're reaching a decision in order to move on to the next level. Venus has moved into an area of your chart that represents publishing, broadcasting, podcasting, communication, study, education, learning new skills, and also the internet. So many of you may go to a new level or advance yourself in these particular sectors. Your relationships are shining. Everything that's working in your relationships and everything that's not so glowing is on show to you at the moment. Again, you'll be working this out from the 11th to the 17th of May in a more detailed form. But again, take your time, as only a Scorpio can do it, as you think about where you're heading in this particular passage. Good luck, Scorpio. Sagittarius, this week for you, as of the 8th of May, many of you will reach mutual agreement with a partner or association over a financial matter. Monday through to Thursday this week, you're able to better communicate your message. Not too much happening here, Sagittarius. It's neither a bad thing or a good thing. There is a flow that's going on here, rather than a tsunami of stress or affairs to otherwise sway you. There is a little bit of concern here, or you're certainly thinking about it, with your finances, or you're managing your finances. And up until Thursday this week, I think these issues will be better sorted. You're moving into a lot more communication from Thursday through to Sunday, and you could be hearing from people that you haven't heard of for some time. Venus is also moving into an area of your chart of shared resources. So if there's anything to be discussed with a partner or an association that you're sharing with them, you should find a mutual agreement happening over the next few days. I think you're going to turn your thoughts also towards a hobby or a personal interest. Again, this is quite personal for you. And the sun is shining on this area of your life that will require you to just go through each day without overthinking any particular issue or matter. Some of you may be seeking professional advice with a person who could be a doctor or a mind specialist or somebody who addresses physical concerns. But overall, you've got a good chart at the moment. And I'll be telling you more over the next few weeks as your ruling planet Jupiter changes signs in the next few days. Good luck, Sagittarius. Capricorn, this week for you, as of the 8th of May, you have one of the best astro forecasts going at present, Cappies. Romance is highly indicated in both people and life. Monday to Friday this week, think more about yourself for a change. This is not about you being irresponsible. It's about you enjoying life. And I would say here, there is something of a creative nature that needs not only attention, it needs expansion. So it's not about thinking outside the square. It's thinking about what you're creatively good at, but taking it to the next level. Don't hold back. I don't think it's anyone else's information here. You don't need to give out a ringside resume to everybody that you're meeting and telling them, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm going to plan. It's not about that. This is about you, in your own quiet time, developing what you're already good at. How can you take it to the next level? There is some fun times around here with younger people, younger energy, perhaps children, or you've got more communication going on here with children. If these are not your own, they're of somebody else's. Perhaps you've got younger people or younger energy coming in and helping you with a technical or a creative nature. Lots of good, exciting times here are going on with these creative projects. Another delightful thing to tell you, Capricorn, you've got one of the best things going at the moment, best energy of nearly all the signs, along with Virgo and Taurus being a fellow Earth sign. But with you, the love planet Venus has just moved into your relationship sector. Now, it's hanging around for quite a few weeks. So this is not necessarily tying you up romantically. It could. You could meet the love of your life. But also, it shows that you are meeting people who are compatible and something to work through with from a relationship point of view. So new people, existing friends that you have, there's a loveliness, for want of a word, that comes in around you over the next few weeks. Just be careful of not overindulging through these people that could leave you with a sore head the next day. So extra socializing going on, and dare I say, even extra money being spent on all these social activities that are around you. lots of talk about lots of exciting things to do and possibly talk of travel as well. New people coming into your life, and they could be more romantically involved than you desired or even initially thought. Watch out, Capricorn. At the moment, you're glowing through the opposite sex or same-sex partners over these next few weeks. Watch out. Aquarius, this week for you, as of Monday, May 8, you may need to talk to certain family members and take control of a situation or circumstances concerning your home. Nothing to fear here, Aquarians. You're just focusing on stability. So you may even have family members who are seeking your advice or your counsel or your love and attention. And this is all augmenting well within the home and within the family. There could also be news of pregnancies or news of relationships. A spike in relationships are here as well. The family and the home will dominate over these next few weeks. Your day-to-day affairs, I see you improving yourself in some way. So whether you're seeking advice from a healthcare professional or somebody who is in the know, or you're looking to enhance your health and your well-being, this is what you'll be focusing as well on over these next 3 to 4 to 5 weeks. No chance for a holiday at the moment, or leisure, I'm afraid to say. That's coming up a little bit later on. At the moment, your day-to-day affairs have Venus with you protecting your back and bringing in the people who are ready to support you with a great deal of love. Good luck, Aquarius. Pisces, this week for you as of the 8th of May. This week and beyond, in fact, it can bring an association into your life that could have a bit to do with your future, long-term future. You may not see this initially. This could be a person that you already know. It could be a team of people. But you're being well thought of here. And even if your ideas and your concepts, your personality, and just you, is on the back bench in some case, look out to be brought forward at some stage. There is more romance around you over this next 3 to 4 weeks. Whether this is in a personified sense or a partner that's bringing this into you is somewhat irrelevant. It should be happening, but these are interests that you love with a passion. Something here is going to come full bloom and evolve. This is a long-term prospect here for you. So whether it's writing, being expressive, being more creative, showcasing your skills and your talents, there is something, well, dare I say, glamorous about this. The love planet, Venus, has just moved into this area of your horoscope, which is going to highlight creativity, but it's also going to highlight romance. So if you're looking for a lover or looking for someone special to come into your life, Pisceans, or looking to even solidify the relationship that you have, Venus is there helping you along the way over these next few weeks. I want you to wear more colour in your life as you can, as long as it's subtle. You don't want to be looking like you're overwhelmed by it. But colour around you, avoid wearing black. Colour is going to enhance you at the moment. Lots of communication going on as well around you at the moment, Pisceans. Your words are very powerful and they're also very important. So not only the words are you putting out there, they're also the words you're receiving. So emails, texts, messaging, make sure you're heard and you're very clear in your speaking and your thinking, and that you're not misunderstood. That little fox that seems to be roaming around intermittently this year. It is out there. So make sure you're being understood this year very well in order for stability to move ahead in your communications. New phones, new tablets, new computers, or perhaps you're updating in this area, or you're working on something of an electronic nature. It's the sun that is shining on this area in your life, and you are moving along quickly, you are learning new skills, and you're mixing with people that can help you in a more communications sense. New skills, I would say, here are also going to be part of this new platform around you. Take your time. The word time comes to me. Time is of the essence, but everything happens in its own time. Be patient as you progress through these next few weeks. Very exciting times for you, Pisces. Some of you may not identify with what I was saying there with communications, but your one-to-one communication with a partner or people is also, again, very, very important because it falls into that category that I'm talking to you about. Some of you may also be entertaining the thought of doing a course or study or updating your skills. I'll be telling you more about this exciting period that you're in over the next 12 months. This is Steve Murphy. Well, that's the stars again for the start of another new week, Monday the 8th of May. Good luck, friends, wherever you are. Thank you for listening in. I'll be back with you again next week with another new report. I'll leave you with my favorite saying as always, what you want, it wants you to. Bye now.